if I could right now convince or warn, because of the coming deception, the incredible destruction that will follow, if I ever could warn a, well, military man, military woman, someone in the politics, someone in the realm of government, it would be now that I would warn you on the basis not only of past, present, but, well, the future. The future of the super soldier, the future of the military system. You see, there can be no government without the military application enforcement. There is no Nazi regime without the troops that would seek the vision of a Third Reich and of a, well, paganized global system. There could be no Russia. There could be no Russia without the military. There could be no North Korea. There could be no United States of America without the application of military. Listen, we're living in a fallen world. In a fallen world, yes, even God ordains in the state to do good biblically, to commend good biblically, but also to have within its structure the ability to bear the sword on real, biblically defined radical evil. Romans 13 tells you about that. We're living in the midst of the end of days, in which rumors, nation against nation, and the development of political scheme, but also of military applications, soldiers. And so I believe by the providence of God, it may be that there would be those in government and military men and women, soldier. Today, by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God, this and these messages this week are for you. Folks, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, and glad to have you here Monday night, March 15th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got 1 hour to engage, 1 hour to be together in this, a supernatural conflict, a conflict even over the radio waves. Even over the air, over the internet, worldwide, the conflict is ramping up in every single way. And I will tell you now, and then I will tell you why, but I will tell you now that the targets of the most masqueraded supernatural deception that will lead to the most horrific destruction in all of human history is here now. Governmental and political leaders and military leaders and soldiers are the primary targets of a deep ancient passion, a deep ancient hate, a deep ancient supernatural power fixed on exerting itself in two directions: the destruction, elimination, annihilation of God, and replacing God with itself. The attempt of the fallen cherub, finite, powerful but finite, to evolve to infinite status. Well, it was a failing and deceiving choice in the beginning. So for the Luciferians, the super soldiers that are committed, to those in between, take a few minutes and listen. The Spirit of God does bring enhancement to the person you're listening to. It's without question I would confess Christ, God in human flesh, Savior of the world, coming again. It's what it's all about. The reason for the ramping up, the reason for globalism, the reason for the hundreds of billions of dollars being siphoned off. Where does it go? Well, to a new regime. Just under the surface of the deep. It's been building for a long time. And it's bulging at the seams and ready to come. Listen, this week we're going to do a brand new series. It is simply called The Rise and the Fall of the Super Soldier at the End of Days. The Rise and the Fall of the Super Soldier at the End of Days. Tonight, Monday night, we will deal with this title: The Rise of the Godmen and the Enhanced Super Soldier, the Nazi Prototype. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Survive and Thrive Radio Network. I'll be on with this title, Forged in Hell's Kitchen, Transmuted Super Soldiers, Agents of Chaos. And then Wednesday night at 6 p.m., the title is The Future Troops of Antichrist and the Promise of the Rule of the Elite. And then Friday night at 6 p.m., Supernatural Super Soldiers, Their Black Flame Dashed in an Hour, Armageddon. So things happening in the government today, things happening in the military today, weapons development, vision, ideologies are being forged, well, in a different place. And they are being sent, they are being released, they are being, well, there is a force as never, I'll say it again, never before in human history. It involves what God saw 3,000 years ago and gave in Psalm 2. The gathering of nations, the gathering of the military and political leaders of the world and the peoples in a critical mass. It's about attitude, belief systems, and, well, the ultimate clash of a super kingdom manifested here. The most masqueraded supernatural presence ever in history, tantalizing, demonstrating power. Oh, it's real power. Listen, the remote viewers are really getting data from the Akashic Records. They really are. The psychics are getting information. There's truly human enhancement going on everywhere. And just as prophesied, the finite spirits, the Planos and the Cosmocrators, and you can call them ascended masters, you can call them whatever you want, they are, well, they're at work in a big way. And so tonight when we deal with this title, The Rise of the Godmen, the Enhanced Super Soldier, and then we're going to touch on the Nazi prototype. Now, we're going to ask the question right away before I go to news and updates. Why? Why do the series? And some of the series we've done lately, why? But why this particular one, The Rise and the Fall of the Super Soldier at the End of Days? And listen, if you are a super, if you're a soldier right now in the United States of America or a soldier around the world, I want you to understand that I'm talking about The Rise and the Fall of the Super Soldier in this context. I'll repeat it every night. In the context of a supernatural and unnatural human enhancement with globalist vision and a well, disposition that, well, a critical mass, the Antichrist spirit. The spirit of Antichrist operating in all these ways along with the promises of enhancement, promises of deity, promises of elitism, promises of global rule, promises of power, promises all the way around, includes, though, the searing hatred. And the, listen, you can't serve that dark side without without letting the ancient hate come to the surface. So be warned today, I pray in the name of the living Christ who died on a cross, gave his life, and rose from the dead. Whether you're a believer in Christ right now or not, at least know he died, and there the power of the ages was wielded. The doors to heaven and direct, immediate, and eternal access to God is available now, with glorification and seeing God face to face coming. I can tell you that right now there is hope for your life, no matter who you are. For those that do the recon and listen, and Psy Warriors and others that have done things at times to disrupt shows and projects, those who have summoned spirits and sent them, God knows what you have done. In this providential series this week, March 15th through March 19th, 2010, not too far away from 2012, not too far away from Armageddon, which is the last day of fallen human history as we know it. I'm going to tell you why we're doing the series on the Super Soldier. Here's three reasons. I'll bring them up during the rest of the week. Number one, prophetic revelation. Every single thing God has ever given in predictive form has either already been infallibly, accurately, and in detail fulfilled, or going to be fulfilled in the same way. Our 1919, Revelation 1919, speaks of the largest supernaturally induced, supernaturally deceived, well, with that searing ancient hate, maybe even in the hearts, they're out there in the future. The picture that God gives of the military system, the super soldier, and the political systems behind it, well, I believe that God gives so that we can bring warning now. Because what we see in the future, globalism cannot be globalism, cannot come to power without two things. One, the supernatural force that will guide what it conceived. Globalism was conceived there in Hell's Kitchen. Globalism in every single way is spiritually, well, conceived, developed, evolved, and will come about by sheer suprahuman force and power. That's why Revelation 12, the Spirit of God, not me, not anybody else, but the Spirit of God, would give this or paint the picture of this dark globalist force as the enormous, the Megdala, the enormous red dragon, the serpent that will seek to lead the whole world astray. Now, Luminists or Luciferians will believe that the serpent and the illumined ones are in the right. And that's part of why they are in the process. They truly do believe what they have received from the prince of the power of the Eros, the spirit who is now at work, supernaturally operative in them. So the number one reason is that ultimately the end of the age culminates in the visible descent of the living Christ, engaging Antichrist, the world's globalist population, and the most powerful, advanced, supernaturally enhanced, unnaturally enhanced military and super soldier in all conceivable history. Now, the second reason. The spirits are here now, and they have been guiding and directing. I believe this last, 110 years or so or more, have been the broadest development ever, where we've seen states and villages and tribes and nations, where we've seen then, well, for example, the Germans. The Germans that gave way to a spirit-conceived ideology and vision called, the Nazis. And the Nazis were, all about a 1,000-year Reich, all about creating godmen. Enhanced, supernaturally enhanced, beyond normal human godmen, small g. They would be the warriors that would enforce, protect, guard the 1,000-year Reich of a pagan, deeply anti-Christ, anti-God system. Well, of course, it all failed in the battle, but the spiritual passion and dream did not. Everybody knows by now it went global. Everybody knows now that globalism has deep roots in old German, or let me say Nazi black flame ideology, many of the globalists would have been inclined to believe in the old Nazi way, in a 1,000-year global rule with a coming world leader that would be beyond anyone that they can pledge their blood to. So the spirits have been guiding, the spirits have been directing, the spirits have been giving insights and technologies and guiding weapons development individuals and military people. The spirits have been guiding, well, Russian military systems and even invading, infiltrating U.S. military systems and giving every kind of conceivable human enhancement that goes beyond better weapons, goes beyond better physically strengthened soldiers. We're talking about supernaturally enhanced and guided and empowered, let alone some of the other things we'll talk about in this show tonight. So the spirits are guiding it. It's going on right now. And no doubt that DARPA, their budget of $170 million or $200 million now or more in some of these projects that deal with the creation of super soldiers, nanotechnology, and all the rest would include any possible enhancement. And so as we've said before, the spirits, as they can also conceive, give didache teachings, inspire writers to write spiritually guided material, as with Alice Bailey or current people of today. That's true in the influence of political writers, speakers, politicians, military leaders, and even those who have given in. The closer to the dark side, the broader the enhancement, and the more evidence of luciferic globalism, super soldierism, and that ancient searing hate. Despite, like Jack Parsons, well, is he the father of American rocket science? Is he, named after one of the craters on the dark side of the moon? Did he work for the United States government? Did he influence other scientists along the way? Did he do the Babylon working there in the Mojave Desert in the 40s? Did he seek the spirits? Was he guided? Was he directed? Did he understand Twilight language? Is it possible that military super projects involve seeking information from the other side? Any kind of enhancement will do. And let me tell you something clearly right now. The other side is more than willing to knock on the door of those who are vulnerable, knock on the doorsteps of those that are seeking without any ethical, spiritual grid to protect themselves. So the spirits are guiding and leading, and the prince of the power of the air is deeply operative even as I speak. You see, in our engagement over the years, we've dealt with a lot of the SRA, MPD, DID, whatever you want to call the victims of programming, splitting of the human core, the creating of Manchurian candidates, monarchs, MKUltras, whatever you want to call it today. Most of the information is 50 years old. But a super race, an army, has been worked on for over 50 years. Mental programming, enhancements, transgenics, and demonic acquisition. Almost a controlled demonic acquisition. A literal transmutation. But mostly in the sleeper stage until the great revolt and the activation. No question, they're bulging at the seams to unleash the hell and the chaos. We're going to talk deeply about that on Tuesday night. Now, number three. Number three, in all of this, there is the potential of losing your soul. Jesus said it very clearly. What would it profit a political leader, a military man, a soldier, anyone listening? What would it profit a human being if they gained the whole world yet lose their own soul? That's pitting the sum total value of the world in and against the value of the human soul. No one, it's an old song, no one loves me like Jesus. No one ever loved you more. No one ever wanted you more. It involves redemption. It involves indestructible immortality. It involves reality and truth and the embrace visually of God face to face in the end. Unless, of course, you've taken the serpent worship. Unless, of course, you've taken the other side, the alternative. I challenge you to find out the source of the collective unconscious, the Akashic records, the field of supernatural or spiritual energy that encircles the earth, that's bulging. I would challenge you to ask the questions why every single stream, including technology, webbot, all the rest, is telling us that catastrophic, chaotic, horrific things. You know why it's in the air? Because the eros, the dense atmosphere, is the realm of the source of the coming ominous bloodshed, anarchy, chaos, with the goal of a new era, a new world. Listen as globalists, well, politicians, when those words come off the lips of politicians in speeches or military leaders, or the concept is written in manuals, or soldiers are recruited into secret projects that involve opening the mind, human enhancement, drugs, transgenics, programming, and ultimately the acquisition of supranatural enhancement. SNH is the issue, supernatural enhancements. Now we're going to go back to the Old Testament in a little bit, but let me say tonight, welcome. Welcome to a series that I think is vital, as last week. And by the way, the series that we're putting up, that we're finding contention with, the new series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, is going to have another one added to it tonight and later on this week. And I think by then we'll be up to 5 of those sessions. And we'll be adding other materials to some of the other series, too, coming up. Just want you to know that if you're new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar. You can find out everything about us and all that we offer and all that we're about, clearly, at shatterthedarkness.net, www.shatterthedarkness.net. We're here on Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Friday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesday nights, survivetothrive.net, Steve Quayle's radio network. And because of him, we are here. Well, and he will acknowledge God led him and the door was opened. And we are grateful. And it has been an incredible time so far, of many of you writing, talking, sharing, telling, all the different things coming in. Now listen, I want to tell you something before we get into the body, the message. I am, on a human scale, it's impossible to get to all the emails, but we do try. But I once again appreciate, and it's kind of fun to read some because Eric just makes me smile as I read on his new email that he gave in. And again, I will never mention last names and sometimes not even first names, but we won't do that to anybody emailing in. And if you ever send a note and are concerned I'm going to read it and you don't want me to put any name, that's fine. I'm just mentioning here about somebody. I'm going to give a couple quotes off of an email that he sent in because they're vital, and his work in this email is, I think, important. He talks about in the area that he lives, that there are many tons of New Agers. And he says, I quote this now, "I used to be New Aged out and read Dr. Courtney Brown's books, Cosmic Voyages and Cosmic Explorers. I enjoyed them and believed what he was saying." Well, then he goes on to say this, "I heard your presentation on Courtney Brown and remote viewing, especially when he remote viewed Jesus, supposedly. I took his view and your view." And here's what Eric says. He says, "You opened my eyes to that his remote viewing comes from a finite, devious, incomplete, inaccurate source. Thanks again for your work. Coming up in the area that he lives is a group or a conference or something, Talking to the Dead." Talking to the Dead. Can anybody verify what they really are? Well, I believe you can. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And there is an authority can test any voice that claims to be your grandmother, your dead grandmother, your dead uncle, your dead whatever. But I was just enjoying this email because it involves someone that I don't know yet, but he talks about praying for me and that in praying for me, the battle is ramping up and that he felt backlash, which I believe that if you're going through the ritual, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers stuff that we did last week and the series and even this, because I'm going to mention that those who are believers in Christ in government, political realms, in the military, on whatever scale, I'm going to encourage you to begin to prayer map, to begin to really begin to pray against the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit that's behind globalism, the spirit that's behind this incredible goal of transmuting millions and building super soldiers. So I told you why prophetic revelation demonstrates that dark, vast, masquerading spiritual power will seek millions when it comes to the development of super soldiers, and it will bring about the worst destruction in military history, maybe in an hour, maybe in 5 minutes. Revelation 19:19, if you're a military strategist, if you've been given way to globalism, if you've been giving way to SNH, supranatural enhancements to create super soldiers for a super and spiritually enhanced military structure, then I warn you before God, I warn you as a human being that can clearly say with all of my heart, I love you. We care about you. Your value is measured at the foot of the cross. Try to find a greater value of humanity. The Imago Dei, the creation, is absolutely majestic. But in our ruining it, opening the door, giving way, God demonstrated the value of humanity in his heart at the foot of the cross. You look up at the foot of the cross and you look up and you see Jesu Christu. You find a savior. You know, listen, Navy SEALs and Rangers and listen, special forces in all departments of military. And I would say whether the NSA, CIA, DOD, whatever the numbers, whatever the letters, this is simply one individual, hopefully by grace and the love of Christ, screaming out to you, be warned. Second point I mentioned already was because of a spiritual force beyond unaided humanity is guiding. Well, like in the garden, it will look pleasing. It will feel right. It will feel tantalizing. But it will bring about the greatest destruction of humanity, bloodshed, destruction of the earth. So environmentalists, Embracing Globalism 2012 Mayan Belief Systems, the coming spiritual wave, developing the human consciousness, an evolution, a transformation of mankind, by what source? Well, I believe there'll be an enhancement, all right. A massive, massive, massive layering has been going on. But when, well, we'll speak about that tomorrow. Listen, we've said thirdly because it does involve the possibility. Listen, if you're a soldier, and I've been doing some studies over the years and praying for certain generals, brigadier generals, colonels that are involved in the SNHs, the supernatural enhancements, because they don't seem to understand the sources. And ultimately, they can give their lives for all of it. And then when it comes to the day of death, it is destined unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. See, you can feel it deep in your conscience. You know, you can have charged crystals around your neck. You can say you've meditated, that you are spiritual, that you've gotten data from the Akashic records, and that you've, have you remote viewed your future? Where are you after your physical body dies, and then it hardens, and then it liquefies, and it rots, and it lies dust to dust? Soldiers understand death. And sometimes it's the political that use the soldier. And I would say in the system that is developing, the globalist spirit-inspired system, it will be the elitists that will still use the blind leading the blind. Are you prepared to lose your soul forever and never see the face of God? Never have the tears wiped away. Never be utterly healed. Never have the infusion of infinite personal peace coming, not from the cosmos, from God. So it's very important that we hear things today. I want to say thank you again to Eric and appreciate it and appreciate your fighting. And it says here he's going to keep on fighting. And we pray that God's blessing and power and might would be upon Eric and all that God is calling him to be and do. Eric, in the area, the city I know and the place I know, you're correct about the New Age stuff. And the every conceivable door is being opened. So, dear brother, may God infuse you with the power of the Spirit of God to bring out the truth and do the will of God there. Lead people to Jesus. Use the power of prayer and authority and do all that you can. May God give you some brothers and sisters to work with you. Build a team. Do the great mission of God. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. When it's over, I will lay down this microphone. I will look in the face of God, and I will see a brilliance, almost an inconceivable depth of personal love. See, I already have that in me. I already have tasted. All of us as believers in Christ, just simply mere fellow humans, sinners, we've done our rot gut sinning, we've done our junk, we've done our stuff, but we've been hit by the grace of God. And that grace brought us to our knees as a human being. I pray that it brings you, soldier, political man, whoever you are, even the Satanists that listen, the sub-personalities deep within the chosen ones. Oh, may God bring supernatural, extraordinary miracle to deliver you. Let me mention that we have some conferences. And by the way, if you want to write during the show, shatterxmlsbcglobal.net. sbcglobal.net. And sometimes we get some stuff in during the show, and we appreciate it many times afterwards. But let me mention to you that if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to see right away the Michigan conference is less than 2 weeks away. And the folks that are developing and coordinating it, they're offering it free. They're going to take a level offering up there. But listen, if you can get there, they're going to allow me to teach, including giving, you know, a question-answer time, in-depth question-and-answer time, about 6 hours worth altogether. And got an invitation today. Well, let me just mention the Michigan. Michigan, we just want you to, you know, believers to pray for it, saturate it, and listen, we want to be prepared highly for it, and hope to meet you up there. It'll be great. There's also the April 9th and 10th in St. Louis with numerous other speakers, too, and then the Nashville conference with numerous other speakers. So take a look, scroll down, look at the websites, see all the information. And I will tell you that I believe it's cutting edge information, that it's at the heart of what's going on. And the speakers that I'll be with in St. Louis and in Nashville are bringing you, many of you know them, and I hope that you can come. On the website, we have still the course, Confronting the Powers, free. We have the new series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. We have the book still offered, Black Awakening, The Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. 664 pages, along with the book. You have a code to get a hold of 80 hours of MP3, which are really classroom training sessions in the area of spiritual warfare, the rise of Satanism, this whole concept of the Black Awakening, and even the Book of Daniel. So there's 80 hours of stuff that comes with the book, absolutely free. And they're just simple web courses that you get free. So we're glad again. I want to say welcome to all. I want you to know that even as you listen, God cares about your situation. I love, and I always, well, not always, but many times, sign my name, even my emails, with Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, that you might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Talk about good supernatural enhancement. See, when God comes in, the Spirit of God comes in, it's a right fit. We were made to be in direct link fellowship with God. We were made to be in total fellowship and to be able to walk with God and know God. I mean, we were made for that. We were not made for demonic intrusion, demonic possession. The Greek word demonizoid, the demonization of a life. Well, it can go as bad as Mark chapter 5. Take a read. Good news for all that have the voices in their heads, and listen, for all those that are in Italy, I just read the other day, in Italy alone, there may be 8,000 different satanic groups or sects or covens or whatever you want to call them. And the estimate is 600,000 members in that kind of, popular, all the way down to the deep black nobility that has infiltrated the Vatican. That's without question. The smoke of Satan, clearly there. It's been known for years by many. And how do you fight that? Now, we're doing a series on whatever, you know, your church, wherever you're at, and anywhere in the world. But I especially want to say a word to those who are in the Vatican. Anybody who's a real believer in Christ, what do I mean? Let's just take away the veneer of all the churchianity stuff, and it's about a relationship. Jesus died to save us, that we might know him. It's about the living Christ coming in and being born of the Spirit of God and having the life of God literally within us, so that we can say that we know God, that we know and walk with, and we know where we're going. So it's all about a relationship. So let me just say to those in Italy and those in Rome and those, especially those who have been downloading the series, right there 2 blocks from the Central Vatican area. But obviously, those who have had those download the MP3s, make CDs, and give it to you. I just simply want to say to you, if you're a believer in the living Christ and you know the breath of the Spirit of God dwells in you and you understand the fire of God, the timing of God, the prophetic end of the ages that we're in, and you understand the smoke of the devil, the reality of the infiltration that has occurred, the possibility, and I believe it's absolutely true, and it's because of the dark side, that's what they do, whether a Baptist church or a Methodist church or a Lutheran church, we've got some folks that have done. Listen, I know people that are doing counter-infiltration right into the church where they believe that real Luciferians have infiltrated, have done human sacrifice, are doing things, and there are stories after stories after stories of this ancient Luciferic serpent-worshipping elitists glorying in the fact that in the dark times, in secrecy, satanically cloaked, supernaturally induced secrecy, well, they do pop the skin and let the scarlet run. They do conjure the spirits and seek and plot until the day that they unleash hell and bring from beneath the surface the waiting, charged regime with its Antichrist. Tonight, rise and fall of the super soldier, the end of days. I'm going to say to all the soldiers listening, it's a tough world to be trained to fight, to kill, to protect. It's an amazing thing to be equipped and be on those fields. I apologize, I have not been there. But I've loved soldiers and cared for them and prayed for them. I believe that many U.S. soldiers and others that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan in the old realms of deep, dark powers, the ancient territorial demonic entity Allah, and where the Nephilim roamed, where the ancient altars were, there's no reason so many soldiers have had voices in the head, suicidal thoughts, depression, oppression, whatever else. Debriefing spiritually by the authority of Christ and opening your heart to Jesus and being delivered and being infused with God's love, God's life, God's power, God's purpose. Well, that's vital. So may every soldier that hears this voice know that God loves you. God wants you. God has healing. God has a high, high purpose. Come to Jesus. Come to the one who gave himself on the cross. He understands pain. He understands betrayal. He understands rejection. He understands blood. He understands dying. But unlike you and I, he knows what it is to go to hell and declare that they've lost. He, unlike us, can say to sin and the sin code, death and the death code, Satan and all of the kingdom of hell, you have lost. You are broken. I am the Redeemer. I am Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said it well, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." You can conclude with that, Satan's rights over you, death's rights over you, hell's rights over you. Listen, if you're not saved, you don't know Christ, what will you do? In this message tonight, we go to the Old Testament just to mention. You can go back to the Nephilim again if you want to. You can go back to Nimrod if you want to. You can go back to the concept of the development of powerful men and soldiers and literally killing machines. I want to go back to Goliath. I believe Goliath was kind of a crude, raw super soldier. In him was probably Nephilim-enhanced blood, demonization at the very least, demon possession most likely, demonized tribe, human sacrifice, blood drinking. I mean, listen, all the characteristics, physically, there's characteristics of the Nephilim issue. Spiritually, obvious ancient hate, seething hate against Yahweh, against God, and against anything that would represent God, even imperfect Israeli soldiers that hid in the rocks, wise, powerful, able, experienced soldiers would not go down on that field. On that field was a super soldier in raw form. Taller, stronger, bigger in every concept. Spiritually empowered, arrogant, screaming out blasphemies against God, wanting to rip Israel to shreds. That's the disposition I see in super soldier chosen ones that I've engaged. I have seen in the demonic programmed, highly trained warrior sub-personalities the same seething ancient hate, the same dream of the glories of defeating Christianity and Israel and wiping it all off the face of the earth. And so when you look to the Old Testament, you see the concept. Goliath could only be beaten by a supernatural higher source. The personal living God does give. Just ask Samson. Does give supernatural presence and empowerment directly on those who would know him in order to do battle and to beat demonized, demon-enhanced individuals. So it's vital that we understand that the dark side seeks humanity, and even currently the transmutation, the goal which we see in the future is reached, our 1919, Revelation 1919. But we're on the way. And we're headed that direction now. So I think that it's vital right now that we understand the spiritual clash that we're in. Tonight, let me ask you something. Where are you? Where are you in your... And again, I just have the sense tonight to say to soldiers, I'm going to tell you, military individuals and political people, I'm going to plead with you to be able to say, don't, no, step out. If you're being pulled into and engaging a globalist agenda, if you're developing weapons for future military global planetary defense systems, if you're being recruited into projects that involve transgenics, splicing panther genes that enable the panther to see at night into human genes and enabling a soldier to see at night, if you are being recruited into a spiritual military soldier system that would include you getting enhancements of the clairvoyance, telekinesis, and psi powers, and the ability to use and feel the enemy and sense. And let me say this. Remote viewers can get mad at me if they want to, but my energy, my passion behind the warning is, again, God's love for you, God's urgent call and summons to you to come out of it. I have never read yet, never engaged yet, never watched a video yet, never listened to a talk show where all the current remote viewers out there writing the books, doing the stuff, not one, not even one, has the indwelling Spirit of God, knows the real living Christ, can give testimony to the power of God and the life and the love of Jesus in their lives. I can tell you this, that through the human capacity being enhanced by the passive reception of data from the collective unconscious, the Akashic, from that field out there, though you do not know what it is, the Bible's very clear. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative behind the data, behind the energy, behind the ability, are entities vastly superior to the human mind, the human capacity to perceive, to discern, to know. They are able to cloak, not only hide what they are, but emanate and project what they are not, so as to be acceptable. They're always going to promise human enhancement. Coming from the finite, you can understand why the prophecies of the psychics, including Nostradamus, including Edgar Cayce, including current ones today, including all the remote viewers, has a high degree of inaccuracy, even though some are very accurate. There is a supernatural force behind it all. In the development right now of the super soldier, well, drugs could be used, as the Nazis did, to enhance the soldier, to keep the soldier stronger, more awake, more alert, more able, healing quicker, things like that. Transgenics can be used. Again, the concept of unnatural. The concept of mind control and programming that G.H. Estabrook spoke about as a military weaponization, a tool of weaponizing soldiers, back as far as 1947. The fact that that goes on to this very day and all of the other supernatural enhancements. If you're in any part of the military or political systems that are invited to spiritual events that involve influence, if you've been to Bohemian Grove, Senator, if you've been to that place, let me ask the question, who invited you? Who's behind it? Why did you watch a mock human sacrifice, which was not mock? As you've been drawn in, the powers of darkness have been raised and sent on you, influencing you towards, well, the globalist agenda politically. But there is no globalism without a unprecedented, unequaled development of super military, super soldier under supernatural conception, development, enhancement, empowerment. I mean, by the way, look at Mark chapter 5. You have a man that when he was chained with iron chains had such superhuman strength that he's able to break the chains. I mean, gosh, wouldn't military systems want to acquire that enhancement to put into their soldiers? I mean, didn't the Russians try to kind of mate humans with, was it gorillas? Baboons? Gene splice baboon or gorilla genes into the human cell to give greater human enhancement? Who did conceive the concept of transgenics? Who did conceive the concept of mind control? You ever read 2 Corinthians 4:4 with a small g, the God of this eon, the time period you and I are living in, has blinded the minds. There, my friend, is the father of mind-bending, mind-control, layering the human ability to perceive, to discern, to conceive, to see, to understand, to comprehend, to put a hand, a cloak. Ultimate reason for that cloak, my friend, read it, 2 Corinthians 4:4, is to blind people from seeing the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon, he is the invisible God in visible form. The exact representation, God in human flesh. The goal of the one creating globalism, creating the super military, floods the world with a power to blind. How do you cut through that? How do you cut through that? You ever read Romans chapter 10? Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of God. That the word of God literally has the life of God in it. That it pierces. That not even the satanic power of blinding can stop it from penetrating hearts and minds. So when you hear, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. You ever read the next verse, verse 17, chapter 3, John? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Is there a new age coming from God? Yes. Is there the end of evil coming from God? Yes. Is there an environmental fix? Yes. Is there peace and a stopping of rape, war, disease, and all of it? Yes. Coming from the infinite, from Christ, same one that died on the cross, is going to bring that age to come. And the dark side's doing everything in hell itself to stop, to alter. Well, you read Revelation 19, 19, soldier. You read Revelation 19, 19, military weapons developer. You read 19, 19 in Revelation, senator, political leader, Luciferian out there. See, that's the ultimate end goal. Satan's third attempt to annihilate God, and he'll use those who embrace the alternative enhancements, feeling that they're going to be the elitists in great glory. Well, there's people that want to kill God, all right. They rage. For now, there's time. And God is speaking to your heart, and God is offering you his grace. And there is the blood of Jesus and the power of God. Wash you, cleanse you, open your eyes, and come into your being with the Spirit of the Lord. Come to Christ, my friends. We're out of time tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Survive and Thrive Radio Network. God bless you, my friends.